Welcome, 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 welcome to my brand new podcast called Quantum Souls. And on this podcast, we're going to investigate our souls, our quantum physics, and how this all correlates together so you can understand who you really are.
Quantum Souls.
Today, we're going to talk about visualization. And I know that's something you've heard about before. It's kind of woo-woo, not quite sure about it. Maybe many of you have tried it. And it's kind of the essence of what was happening in the book and movie, The Secret. So to use visualization in order to help you bring things and manifest things into your life. But there's a problem. The problem is there's part of the population that has trouble visualizing. They can't just see those pictures in their mind like most people. And it's about 28% of the population that has difficulty visualizing pictures in their mind. I mean, they can, you know, think of things and talk about things in their mind, in their internal voice like we all do, but they cannot or have very tons of difficulty to get this pictures to show up in their mind. And other people just, you know, don't even bother trying to do it. It takes too much time or whatever. But so let's change this then. Instead of calling it visualization, let's call it imagination. Because we all have an imagination. We know we can all imagine things. We've done it many times. I mean, we've daydreamed all the time. Most of the time it was when you were in a boring meeting or school or something that you didn't really care about, and you started to drift off. And you started thinking about other things. Oh, and you imagined yourself being somewhere else, doing something else. Well, that's exactly all you have to do in order to visualize. And we're going to talk about that today, because we're going to talk about how to turn nothing into something. So what is imagination then? Well, in our reality here on Earth, everything is created twice. First, in our imagination, and second, with our hands, our tangible actions to actually create it. But first, we must imagine that. Take, for example, an architect. He is going to draw some blueprints for a building. But does that building exist yet? No. Right now, it's not tangible yet. And it's just in the architect's mind as he starts to lay out all the drawings. So, imagination is the ability to see what does not yet exist. That's all that is. However, when the architect is finished all his drawings, do we have a building yet? No, we don't. We still don't have a building. So, we need something more. So that something else that we initially need is the spoken word. So you imagine it, and now, for example, the architecture example again, he has the drawings, but now he has to bring them somewhere and describe them to the builder and say, this is what we're going to build. And through his spoken words, which is a language that they can understand, they now imagine the structure in their mind, thinking, okay, we put that wall over here, that wall over there, yeah, that should work. Oh, this is not going to work. Maybe we should try this. They're imagining it in their minds. So it's almost being transmuted from one person to another through the spoken word. So we started with the imagination, imagining it, and then we went through transmuting it, what we imagined, to someone else, but now we need a third essence, and that is faith. Faith that we can actually build this thing or product. Faith that we can get this accomplished, that we have the abilities to do this or hire the people we need in order to finish the project. So sometimes that falls back on you. I myself have imagined or visualized many different things in my lives. I've visualized and imagined houses, cars, my wife, you name it. Whatever I wanted to happen, I have actually brought that into being through imagining it in my imagination, speaking the words, having faith, and then ultimately doing the next thing, which is action. Now, as you're doing this imagination, this imagining this thing or visualizing, it's best to only do it for a few moments, 5 to 10 minutes maximum, and put yourself in that picture. Imagine yourself there, looking at it through your eyes, not someone else's eyes, because then you're going to make it happen for them. You want to make it happen for you. And you look at it through your eyes, you feel the emotions in that, in whatever's happening in your imagination. Smell the smells, feel the textures of things. You have to actually put yourself in that situation to make it happen. And then we can make the actions happen after we've finished with the imagination part. And you can just do this once a day. Really, that's all you need to do for until it happens, because it will happen. Some things are a little slower than others. Some things happen the next day. Some things happen with an hour. Some things take a month or 6 months. So now we take the imagination, we take the spoken words, and we take our faith and we turn it into action. Because if you imagine something without taking action, then what is it called? That's right. It's called a dream. Imagining something without taking action is a dream. It will never be your reality. This is where many people fail. They forget the action part. They've imagined things, they've visualized things, they've done it all, but they're still sitting on the couch, kind of like what I'm doing right now. But they're just sitting on the couch waiting for Oprah to call. And she's not going to call unless you do something and partake in some sort of action. And, you know, your ship will never sail in, because it doesn't happen that way. Your ship is built beneath you. As you build it through your actions, your visualization, your imagination, your faith, your spoken words, you build it beneath you with those actions that you take. And then, soon, your ship will be ready to sail, because you are the captain of your ship. Now, what I've just described here is what you've heard me say many, many times. The way you think is the way you feel, and the way you feel is the way you act, and the way you act gives you the results you get in your life. It's just a little bit different way of talking about it when we add in the imagination and the faith and the spoken word. It's all the same thing. The way you think is the way you feel. The way you feel is the way you act. The way you act, it gives you the results you get in your life. It's true. It's true for you. It's true for me. It's true for everyone. Who would have thought that the reality in our life, the things we can touch and feel, would come from such humble beginnings of imagination? And it's everything we create. We're the most beautiful creating machines in the universe. And you have created everything that you have in your life right now. And if you want something else, you can create that too. Because your yesterday created today. And what you're doing today right this moment is creating your next moment. So today is creating your tomorrow. Yesterday created today. It's that easy. It makes total sense. Now, imagine this. Imagine that we all live in a world of peace and love because there are no borders, there are no countries, there are no religions, there is no heaven. We just live in peace with each other. And there are systems put in place where we all get along. We don't have to constantly be in competition with everyone. You are a creative soul, not a competitive soul. Sure, it's fun to play games or some sports or whatever to be competitive, but you should be competing with yourself, not anyone else. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't compete with other people. Compete with yourself and try to be better today than you were yesterday, because we all need to learn from our past. And we don't need to repeat our past. We've learned those lessons. So why do we need to repeat them? Why do we do what we do when we know what we know? That's a huge question. So those things I mentioned are not far off. In fact, they're on their way. And that's the topic for another video. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. Take care, and I'll see you again very soon. Bye for now.